Welcome back to the Deep Dive. It's incredible how universities are adapting to the whole online learning thing. So today we're diving into the story of Abilene Christian University Online, ACU Online for short, and how they tackled the challenge of growing enrollment in a crazy competitive market. They teamed up with this performance marketing agency called Cloud Control Media, CCM. And the results? Pretty impressive, to say the least. We're going to uncover the strategies, the data insights, and honestly, some of the surprising details behind their success.
It's interesting, you know, because ACU Online actually faced a lot of pushback when they first launched those online programs. A higher education landscape was already tough, declining birth rates, skyrocketing tuition costs, and then you had the big name online universities already like dominating the market.
Yeah.
It was a real uphill battle. University marketers were under immense pressure to prove their worth. Showing that their marketing dollars were bringing in students and revenue wasn't enough to just advertise anymore. They needed a smarter, more targeted approach. So that's where CCM stepped in. But I'm curious, how did they even convince a skeptical university to trust them with this?
Well, that initial skepticism actually turned out to be a huge advantage. It forced CCM and ACU Online to really plan things out. Yeah. And build a strong foundation for their partnership. They started by bringing all the stakeholders to the table, the financial folks, the marketing team, admissions, everyone. Having everyone involved from the get-go, it ensured they were all aligned on realistic but ambitious goals.
Okay, so they had everyone on board and ready to work together. What were some of the key elements of this planning process that made it so successful?
One of the most crucial aspects was their data-driven approach. CCM didn't just rely on gut feelings or industry trends. They dug deep into the data. They used reports from the Integrated Post-Secondary Education Data System, or IPEs, to understand historical enrollment patterns, the competitive landscape, and even regional demand for specific programs.
So it was like they were mapping out the entire higher education terrain, finding the areas where ACU Online could really stand out.
Exactly. And they went even further than that. They factored in job market data, analyzed cost per click metrics for relevant keywords, and even considered seasonality. Like, for example, they realized that people might be more receptive to certain programs, like education degrees during the summer break when teachers are off.
That's so smart. Mm-hmm. So they weren't just throwing marketing dollars around randomly. They were being strategic about when and where to spend their budget. But this all sounds incredibly complex. Did they just hand over this massive plan to ACU Online and say, here you go, good luck?
Not at all. They took all that data and translated those big picture goals into specific strategies for each individual program. Think of it like tailoring a suit. Each program got its own custom fit strategy based on its target audience, the competition, and its market potential.
Ah, so no cookie cutter solutions here. Each program got a personalized approach. I'm guessing this is where the data-driven campaign management comes into play.
Absolutely. They developed detailed customer acquisition cost models, or HARACAC models. These models help them figure out how much it costs to acquire a new student for each program and compare that to the lifetime value of that student, basically how much revenue that student would generate for the university over time.
So they were making sure they weren't spending more on marketing than a student would ultimately bring in. It sounds like they were being very financially savvy.
Exactly. They had to be. They needed to ensure that every marketing dollar was working towards both enrollment growth and profitability. And to do that, they didn't just stick to one channel. They dynamically allocated their budget across various platforms, paid ads, social media branding initiatives, constantly adjusting and optimizing based on what was performing best.
It sounds like they're constantly experimenting and adapting, always looking for ways to improve their results. I'm curious to hear more about how they approach this constant optimization.
Well, one of their key strategies was rigorous A-B testing. Imagine you have two versions of an ad, A and B. They might have slightly different headlines, images, or calls to action. You show both versions to similar audiences and track which one performs better. That's A-B testing in a nutshell.
So instead of guessing what might resonate with potential students, they were using data to make informed creative decisions. It's like a scientific approach to marketing.
Precisely. And they didn't just test ads. They A-B tested landing page designs, messaging, pretty much every element of their campaigns. And through this constant experimentation, they saw some incredible results. For instance, some programs went from a 3-5% conversion rate to 8-13% simply by refining their messaging and design based on data.
Wow, that's a huge jump. It really shows the power of testing and optimization. But with so much data pouring in from all these experiments, how do they keep track of it all?
That's where technology came in. CCM had developed their own AI-powered platform called the Cloud Control Media Platform, or CCMP.
Okay, let's dive into CCMP a bit more. What made it so special?
CCMP basically took the guesswork out of digital media buying. Think of it as this super smart assistant that constantly analyzes campaign performance in real time, identifies trends, you know, makes adjustments on the fly to maximize ROI. It even ranked campaigns based on their down funnel success.
So instead of just focusing on clicks or impressions, they were looking at how many of those clicks actually turned into enrollment.
Exactly. And you know, instead of just focusing on clicks or impressions, they're looking at how many of those clicks actually turned into enrollments.
So they were prioritizing quality over quantity, focusing on the metrics that truly mattered to ACU Online. Did they just feed all this data into CCMP and let it do its thing? Or was there still a human element involved?
Oh, the human element was absolutely crucial. Kristoren Roberts, CCM's general manager, actually said, ACU Online's marketing team don't just get the benefit of data. They understand how to read, interpret, and leverage the data. So it wasn't just about having the numbers. It was about understanding what those numbers meant and using them strategically.
So it was a true partnership between human expertise and AI-powered insights. I'm curious, though, how did they make sure this partnership was actually working? How did they know they were on the right track?
Transparency was key. They integrated CCMP with ACU Online's CRM system, which allowed them to track the cost of acquiring each student in real time. This meant they could see exactly which marketing efforts were driving enrollments and pinpoint areas for optimization. But it wasn't just about the technology. CCM and ACU Online worked together very closely.
So no silos, no one working in isolation. They were truly operating as one team.
Exactly. They had regular meetings, shared dashboards, and were constantly discussing KPIs and progress. This open communication fostered trust and allowed them to make quick, data-driven decisions together. You know, it's like that old saying, two heads are better than one. But in this case, it was more like two teams working together seamlessly.
That collaborative spirit is really inspiring. I could see how that kind of partnership would be crucial to their success. But I'm curious, with all this talk about data and AI, do you think there's a risk of losing the human touch in marketing?
It's a great question and something we should all be mindful of. While data and technology are incredibly powerful tools, they should never completely replace the human element of marketing. After all, we're trying to connect with real people.
So it's not about replacing humans with machines. It's about using machines to empower humans.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Technology can help us gather insights and optimize our campaigns. But it's still up to us humans to craft compelling narratives, build emotional connections, and create experiences that resonate with our audiences.
It's like a partnership between logic and emotion, data and creativity. So how did ACU Online and CCM find that balance?
Well, one example is their approach to messaging. They recognized that different programs would appeal to different types of students. So they used data to understand the motivations and aspirations of their target audiences. For instance, their Master of Education and Higher Education program was attracting a lot of working professionals, not just recent graduates.
So people already in the field looking to advance their careers.
Precisely. CCM used this insight to craft messaging that spoke directly to those aspirations. They highlighted the program's flexibility, its focus on practical skills, and its potential to open doors to leadership roles in higher education.
So they were positioning the program as an investment in their future, a way to achieve their professional goals. That's really smart.
It was, and it proved very effective. They saw a significant increase in inquiries and applications from working professionals after implementing this targeted approach. But it wasn't just about attracting any students. It was about attracting the right students, those who would truly thrive in the program and contribute to ACU Online's community.
So it was about more than just enrollment numbers. It was about creating a vibrant and engaged student body. This brings up something I've been wondering about. With all this focus on data, did ACU Online ever worry about losing sight of their core values?
That's an important point. What's fascinating here is that ACU Online didn't view data as a way to simply boost enrollment at any cost. They used it to make strategic decisions that aligned with their mission and values.
Can you give us an example of how they did that?
Absolutely. ACU Online has a strong commitment to accessibility and affordability in education. They believe that everyone, regardless of their background or circumstances, should have the opportunity to pursue higher education. So they use data to identify underserved populations, people who might not have traditionally considered online education.
So they weren't just casting a wide net. They were using data to target those who would benefit most from their programs.
Exactly. They use data to personalize their outreach, tailoring their messaging and financial aid options to meet the specific needs of different student groups. It wasn't just about getting more enrollments. It was about making education accessible to those who needed it most.
That's really inspiring. It shows that data can be a powerful tool for social good, not just for achieving business goals.
Absolutely. And it highlights the importance of using data ethically and responsibly. It's not just about what we can do with data, but also about what we should do with it.
Well said. I think we've covered a lot of ground today, from the nitty-gritty of A/B testing to the bigger picture of using data for social good. It's been fascinating to hear how ACU Online and CCM use data to achieve such impressive results.
We've explored the power of data to inform our strategies, optimize our efforts, and connect with our audiences on a deeper level. But we've also acknowledged the importance of balancing data-driven insights with human creativity, empathy, and a commitment to social responsibility.
It's been a fascinating journey, and I hope our listeners have gleaned some valuable insights from ACU Online and CCM's story.
I'm confident they have. It's a story that has something for everyone, regardless of their industry or background.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question. How can you use data to not only achieve your goals, but also to make a positive impact on the world?
It really does make you think.
About the possibilities when you use data thoughtfully.
It's amazing. ACU Online found that balance between using data to grow but staying true to their mission.
It's a great example of what can happen when you mix those data strategies with a real drive to make a positive impact.
Absolutely. It challenges us to think about using data not just for success, but for everyone.
Speaking of success, let's talk about the actual outcomes of this partnership. We've touched on it. But what were the results ACU Online saw?
Over those 3 years we talked about, they had a 23% average yearly enrollment growth.
That's incredible, considering how competitive it was. They're up against some big names.
And they did it while making sure each program was financially sustainable. You know, not just chasing numbers, but focused on real growth. Every program had to help the university's finances.
So a win-win. They grew and stayed stable. Yeah. What's interesting is this wasn't a quick fix. They made a model for the long haul.
Right. The strategies and systems they built can scale and adapt. They can use them in other departments or programs. It's a blueprint for more growth.
That's important. It's not about one win, but a culture of data.
Exactly. And it's about teams working together.
One of the big takeaways from ACU and CCM is that data isn't just numbers. It's about people. Using data to understand them, to create solutions, and build a better future.
Couldn't agree more. It's about using data to empower people and make positive change.
Well said. We covered so much today, from the doubt they faced to the results.
We talked about data decisions, working together, and the ethics of it all.
I hope everyone listening got something out of this, maybe a new way to think about using data for good.
Me too. It's been great discussing this with you. We just scratched the surface of what's possible when we use data thoughtfully.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into data-driven marketing and higher education. Until next time.